This is a really, really important topic we're going to be diving into. What is the hidden secret that keeps many people from fulfilling their God-given destiny? Sexual abuse when they were children, perhaps? Yeah. This abuse often enters their lives at the ages of 3 to 5, and usually it's at the hands of someone who is supposed to love and protect them. When a child is abused at such a young age by a person who is supposed to be their safe space, you know, maybe a father, brother, uncle, even a pastor, love gets twisted with abuse. They are used, they're defiled. It's just, it's heartbreaking. But as it's happening, they're being told this: hey, this is our little secret. Don't tell anybody else. You know, you're my special girl. You're my special boy. Nobody's going to understand. It's between us. So they keep the secret because they don't know any better. They don't have the tools that we learn as we get older, or the freedom in knowing we can say something or get out of the situation. A child's mind in that moment has entered a battle that they are not equipped to fight. This happens time and time again. We know that in America, it affects 1 out of 3 little girls and 1 out of 5 little boys. Then you add in the pornography problem, and it is a wicked brew. Elizabeth Fisher Good says the sheer number of kids being groomed and consumed in our world tells us, as believers, you know what? We need to really be proactive. We have to change everything. There is an awakening that just has to happen. She has done amazing work, and she's been with us before. She's the founder and CEO of the Foundation United, and the creator of Real Talk. That's a new ministry, a training effort, if you will, designed to empower the church and the leaders in the church to walk in complete freedom and transparency regarding the current global pandemic of childhood sexual abuse. And she's how do I describe her? Well, she's a passionate pioneer, I guess, inspirational thought leader, yeah, with a desire to expose the root issue behind sex trafficking and childhood sexual abuse. And she's written a book. We highlighted this the last time she dropped by. It's called Groomed. And she shares her own story of abuse and healing from trauma in that book. And the ministry is based right here in our backyard in Sarasota. So, Elizabeth, welcome back. How you doing?
Hello. Thanks for having me. So good to talk with you again.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you back. And, you know, it's been far too long. And I noticed there was an article, an op-ed, that an opinion piece that you had written for ChristianHeadlines.com that just kind of got me thinking about this whole hidden secret thing that keeps us from fulfilling the purpose God has for us. Maybe the best place to begin for those who did not join us the last time you were with us and they don't know what your story is all about, your backstory, could you share that with us?
Absolutely. You know, sort of two-pronged. One is, you know, the last 10 years of my life, 12 years, I ran a sex trafficking safe homes throughout the country. And the girls that would come in, I think there was sort of this newness of the sex trafficking. Oh, this is the hot new topic. Everyone's talking about it. It's actually happening in America. But every girl, time and time again, they say 93% of sex trafficking survivors are victims of childhood sexual abuse, and never knew how to get off that pathway, and eventually ended up running away or running into the arms of a worse groomer or a predator, and they end up in the pornography industry, escort industry. People think they just chose this life as a prostitute, and they're these broken little girls that just had everything stolen. And time again, as I listened to their stories, I would say more than half had something involved in a secret that started with someone from the church. Either their dad would abuse them before he took them to church, there was a youth pastor that did something. And my own personal story, you know, I was on fire for Jesus. I was that little girl that was, you know, Awana, Baptist raised, and my family in Arkansas, my mom's family was Pentecostal holiness. So I had all the gifts that way. And it was a worship leader, friend of the family, sort of an uncle that abused me when I was 12 on the way to church and, you know, grabbed his guitar when he was done and went to the front of the stage. And so over the last decade, I thought, you know what, we are throwing so much time and energy and money at the symptom, and we could get to the root. You know, there's systemic problems, but the system that has the most power, if they open their eyes, definitely is the church.
That is so heartbreaking to realize that, you know, it's on the way to church. And what's happening with abuse in our churches today, this is, well, you know, it obviously it's breaking our hearts. I mean, it's just, it's awful what has happened. But we're hearing about it more and more. It's as if God is exposing this now. Perhaps this has always, unfortunately, been happening, but now it's being exposed. God is saying, you did it in secret, but I'm going to shout it from the rooftops, and maybe he's cleaning house.
I do think so. I think it is definitely a season of exposure and definitely a season of a lot of things being revealed. But, you know, our heart, my heart is not, you know, I grew up, I was on an area pastor at Willow Creek Community Church. You know, Bill Hybels was the greatest teacher since I was 11. His messages are imprinted in my eighth grade brain.
Yeah.
All of these things the enemy is just using to take out our leaders, to take out our greatest teachers, you know, and it's the secrets, it's the unspoken, it's the subtle shades of gray that take you to places you never thought you would go. And it's our desire is not to like take down this guy or take down this leader or expose this, but rather make it normal to re-enter into some of the basic biblical tenets and starting young, grooming our children, kindergarten. This program, Real Talk, is kindergarten through leadership. And it's grooming everybody to get comfortable with speaking the truth, not hiding the addictions, not hiding the secrets, not hiding what happens so that it, you know, once we hide something that happens to us, shame comes in.
Yeah.
We only hide things we feel shame over. And then once shame enters the arena, it's the next thing because you're living under it. And then the next decision is made out of that shame. And before you know it, you've made all of these choices. Abortion is another outcome. I led post-abortive healing groups, and it was all church leaders, women, elders in their 70s, talking about the 6 abortions they had and never told anybody. But they're the unspoken thing. So our whole premise is to get to the commonality of truly the confess your sins one to another. The prayer of a righteous man has authority to heal.
Yes.
And you're making it normal to walk in that level of transparency and healing so that the enemy doesn't have a foothold to take out anymore.
But you know what, Elizabeth? It's scary to come clean and tell people our story.
I know. It's fascinating how much more scary it is in the church because, you know, what's interesting to me is in my 20s, I was in corporate America. I worked at NBC, ABC, Chicago. And it was super non-Christian. There was
yes.
debauchery.
Yes.
Everybody was like, "Oh, that's not my husband. That's my, you know."
Yeah.
But no shame. It was just out there. And then I went into a decade of Willow Creek in leadership there, and some of the same people that had those jobs during the week on Sunday presented perfect, you know. And then you go further into it, and the secrets, like the stories that I've heard again and again with little girls, or even moms that are donors coming to me saying, "You know, I'm giving to your foundation because I never told anybody. I need to tell somebody what happened to me." I feel like I'm a confessional for people to finally share what happened to them in the church. Fascinating.
Mm. Wow, that's interesting, your background. By the way, having spent many years in TV news, I totally get what you're talking about with the debauchery thing. I know where you're headed with that. It was a good day when God called me out of that. I mean, some people need to stay and be a light in a dark place. I'm just glad I'm not one of them. Can I just be on the record of saying that?
I know. That's why I went back and got my master's in clinical psych. Because I'm like, when I have my children, I will never be able to go back to that.
Right on. And the hours are pretty tough, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So funny. Yeah.
Elizabeth Fisher-Good is hanging out with us this morning, and she's the CEO of the Foundation United. We're talking about human trafficking. We're talking about sexual abuse and these types of things from a Christ-centered biblical point of view, as always. You know, if you're listening to us, that's where we're coming from. No apologies there. It occurs to me that as we're unpacking some of this, and of course we're going to be proactive, what can we do when we feel like we can do nothing or something that we're doing? You know, what can I really do? Am I really going to make an impact? We're going to talk more about that. It's Kurt and Kate Mornings on Moody Radio. Good morning. Elizabeth Fisher-Good from Sarasota is hanging out with us here this morning. And we're talking about, granted, a very challenging topic, but it's so vitally important. We're talking about the fact that, well, there is such a thing as a hidden secret for many, a hidden secret that keeps folks from fulfilling the purpose God has for their lives. Now, we know ultimately God is sovereign, God is in control, and he will see it through to the end, okay? We know that that's the case. However, we also know that it is equally true that we have an enemy of our soul who is out to steal, kill, and destroy. And, you know, he's not only after us, he's after our potential. And it's an evil world. And, you know, this whole idea of child sex abuse is heartbreaking. It is so difficult. It is, you know, what we're facing in this world today is so evil. But you know what? God, he can turn it around. Even though the enemy is trying to derail your purpose, it is not going to happen on God's watch. But, you know, the part of it, too, is that God will see it through to the end. He's sovereign. But then there's this other part of it where we have to make the right choices. You know, first of all, we make the choice as God draws us to Jesus to receive him as Lord and Savior. That's the very beginning. But, you know, the devil is like a roaring lion seeking someone he may devour. And so he's after us throughout our lives. And maybe you made a profession for Jesus. You received Jesus when you were a kid, and then something happened to you. It was sex abuse, and it totally derailed you. Maybe this conversation we're having this morning is a conversation you have been waiting to be a part of for a long, long time. There is hope in the Lord. But you know what? We also can take to the field in regard to, all right, well, you know, what can I really do? It's such a big problem, human trafficking, child sex abuse. What can I really do? You know what? You can pray, of course, but there's so much more that we can do. Don't feel like you can do nothing or that what you do does not matter. Elizabeth shared her story. And by the way, her book is Groomed. It is a book that is eye-opening and it is powerful and it's Christ-centered. And Elizabeth, I got some folks here who want to join in this conversation. Let's take some calls. What do you say?
Absolutely.
Let's go to Lorena in Tampa. Hi, Lorena. We're so glad you called this morning. What would you like to share with us?
I guess the conversation by itself has just kind of woken something up in me this morning.
Yeah.
And I've been praying, asking the Lord to lead me to what he has for me. And told him this morning, my ears are open, my heart is open, my eyes are open. Speak to me, Lord. What is the next step? And then I turn on this conversation this morning. I had a dream probably a few years ago, and I say it was a dream, it was actually a repressed memory of sexual abuse as a child. It was an actual memory. I relived the entire moment. And I'm not quite sure what to do with it at this point. With this repressed memory. I went into therapy or went into a class, actually, because I had a lot of repressed memories about my childhood. I couldn't remember much of anything. Looking at pictures, looking at things from my childhood was foreign to me. It was like looking at someone else's life. So I knew that there was an issue. But when this came forward, now I'm not quite sure what to do with this and how to move forward from it.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, what do you think?
Can I go?
Yes, go for it.
First of all, I am just thrilled that you called. You know, with God, there's no such thing as an accident. This is his divine timing. There's now tools in place that I could say, yes, I've got something for you actually starting tomorrow morning if you want to jump in. Like, there are next steps that will clear that out because it's so common, first of all, and I want to say I'm so sorry. It is so textbook, and so many women have no memories of their childhood. And all of a sudden, I don't know what age you are, but I'm in my 50s. It's like an awakening of, there you go. You're right on time, babe. Everybody's eyes are opening and it goes both ways. It's our own stuff. Finally, like this lion's roar of freedom coming up and around it because the Lord wants you fully free. You know, one thing I want to say, Kurt, is, you know, Romans 11:29 says the gifts and the callings are without repentance. So things that happen to us, that's another person's sin. We've been carrying other people's sin. So keeping a secret, it's not always our secret. It's really their secret. They should be holding the shame. But the Lord doesn't hold it back. But once you do get free of it, you get a next level of freedom and purpose and calling. And it's generational. So if we don't get free of it, we're passing. I mean, I can tell you generationally, the things that repeat generation until we confess them, get rid of them, don't hold them.
Right.
You know, the enemy is great to the third or fourth generation. So your step here is huge. And I want everyone to know at you could send an email to info@thefoundationunited.org. I will make sure to get every single one of those and give you your perfect next step, because it's the Lord's timing to bring freedom. And this Real Talk tool, if you're part of a church, you want to connect us to your senior pastor, because we will roll this out. And not only will it groom the next generation not to be living under secrets, but it walks leaders, men, women, young adults, every guy, every girl, through this freedom process of not keeping these secrets. So you are right on time, and I'm so proud of you.
It's hard. But thank you.
Lorena, hang tight. Don't go anywhere. Elizabeth, how about you pray for Lorena before we let her go?
Yes. So, Father God, I lift up Lorena. You know exactly why she was listening this morning, and she might be supposed to step into this tool that we're rolling out tomorrow morning. It might just be so timely and so urgent, Jesus, that you have the next step for her. So encourage her spirit. Actually give her excitement where there was anxiety. Give her joy where there was fear, and replace all of the things the enemy is trying to tell her about. I can't believe you called. You should be so embarrassed that he's going to come after you that way. Replace it with, oh, I am free and I'm stepping out of it, and everything will be restored and put in perfect order. So we thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Just cover her and bless her. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Hey, Lorena, thanks for calling. Many blessings to you. And by the way, it's anybody can send something to you, I would imagine, Elizabeth, that it's info at
thefoundationunited.org.
Mm-hmm. Does .com work as well, or is it .org?
I think it will redirect. There's also a soccer league in England or something.
Okay, all right. It'll be obvious if
you'll know
that it's not you. Yeah. All right, let's go to Nicole in Riverview. Hi, Nicole. Really glad you called this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say thank you for this conversation, and Elizabeth, for following the call that God's put on your heart, because what I'm hearing is generations now in church will be different, because people will actually be able to come to church and be authentic and not be concerned about being judged, and grace will be in abundance, which I think is something that has been lacking overall in churches. And God wants us to bring our whole selves to him, and being able to actually live that out in church like we were supposed to and always meant to be, is something that I'm hearing what you're doing is going to do. And I'm beyond excited to know that that's the case, because myself and so many other people have been very wounded in churches. So thank you for all that you're doing.
Yeah, thank you. You know, the greatest wounds do come from the church. My greatest wounds have come from the church. And I think the Lord is ready to, like you were saying, Kurt, it's time to turn it all upside down. It is time to take back the true transparency, authenticity, and the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus.
That's
coming
correct.
Through all
that's,
the way,
it's
not
such,
hidden.
It's such an encouragement. And you know what? I got to take this next call. Let's see. Anonymous is joining us from Bradenton. Hi, Anonymous. We're glad you called this morning. Welcome to the conversation. How are you?
Good.
Good. What would you like to share?
I had a question about, like, I've searched all over the internet, the Baptist Convention. There are no real guidelines. Like, they're starting to pass some guidelines of just, like, something that people can take to their elders, their boards, and just say, hey, we need these rules that say you can't take little girls out to the parking lot by yourself. I personally just went through an experience. I was new to Baptist Church. Within, like, the last 2 years, I was at this church, and the temporary pastor kept taking one of the little girls out to his car to get candy by himself while everybody else was busy. And I asked him to stop. He said he'd pray about it, gave no indication that he would. And then that answer wasn't good enough for my wife, so she took the kids and went to a different church while I stayed and tried to work through the elder system to get rules passed. And they ended up grilling me about, like, you know, what is causing you to want these rules? And it came out that the pastor was taking the little girl out to the parking lot. And then I was more or less a pariah for even thinking badly of it. But I should never mention it.
Yes.
And this was all
so textbook. It's horrific how textbook and how sad. And I can guarantee you the pattern of that pastor, that's why this Real Talk program is so powerful for the church. And I'm working with the evangelicals on a global scale, which includes the Baptist Convention, to hopefully roll this type of program out, because generationally something happened to that pastor. Abuse is learned and it's repeated. And that's why if we don't get the freedom into it, it will go on and on. And those that have been abused they have blind spots. So they can't even see. You will hire in your own image. Like, that's why churches become these sexual places, because if someone at the top has their own abuse that they've never healed from, they don't have the ability to see what's happening nor the voice to advocate. You could only step in if you've been healed and if you're free from something. Otherwise, it's a blind eye. Talk about turning a literal blind eye. I mean, that is what's been happening. But there's an awakening. So I would encourage you to send us a message at info@thefoundationunited.org, and let's see if we can't come alongside you and help equip, because we do have some open doors there.
Wow. Well, I'm looking at the clock, Elizabeth. I got to let you go here. Man, there's so much more I want to get into. I would like to note that despite the serious issue that we are discussing here this morning, what is amazing to me is, even though you have your own backstory that you shared with us, you have joy in your voice. You have hope in your voice, and that is communicated, I know, because of your connection with Jesus. And I get back to the fact that we think, okay, well, here's the problem. What can I really do as a believer to make a difference? You believe that with God leading the way, we can make a difference.
Yeah. If we step into this, not only will we take the church to another level of healing and freedom and, like, catalytic next steps, but there won't be trafficking. We won't be dealing with abortion. Abortion is a hiddenness coming from sexual abuse as well. And for wives, I want to say, as abuse comes up, or men that are hiding abuse, there's also a hiddenness of addiction and pornography.
Yep.
I've had two wives, leaders of senior pastors or children's ministry, that have come to me in the last month talking about they just found out in their 31 years of marriage, the double life their husbands have been leading with his porn addiction and buying women. That's trafficking in the church. And it's just women have had their blinders on because they haven't healed. So they're keeping their husband's secret. So this is just a whole tool to take everybody past that stage and into real talk, to get to the place where the church can have real power.
You mentioned that Real Talk, it kicks off actually tomorrow?
Well, there's a group for women launching tomorrow. So it's limited spots. If someone's like, please get me in, like, please email me in, you know, !! But then we're rolling out in churches all across America and internationally. We're launching in Ghana, believe it or not.
This is amazing. This is exciting stuff to see what God is doing. And now I can detect why you're so excited here, too, because you can see God moving. He's parting the waters. He's giving you great opportunities.
Absolutely. Only God. It's amazing the doors that are opening. So thank you for having me on. That's another amazing door. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Elizabeth, we're going to keep you in mind, and we're going to have you back because there's so much more that we could talk about. So we've got your cell phone number. You're in trouble.
Thank you so much, Kurt. You take care.
All right. You too. Elizabeth Fisher Good, our guest. And again, guys, you can contact them at info@thefoundationunited.org. I'm going to put that up on our Facebook page so that you have quick access to that. Kurt and Kate Mornings on Facebook, info@thefoundationunited.org, to learn more about what they're up to there. You see how God is moving? And for those who are still healing from child sexual abuse, spend time in the presence of the Lord. He's there.